Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
62691.
62691. Your first and last name, please.
My name is Kathy, with a C, McGlasson.
Ms. McGlasson, I do see your name. Would you give me the address, please, for security, starting with 12?
121.
Yes.
Or 121 North Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Virginia, Illinois.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And I'm waiting for the information to pop up. Thank you for your patience.
Sure.
I see the information, ma'am. Ms. McGlasson, the sweepstakes ticket to try to win a cookware. That's this this account?
Well, I don't understand. You guys took $68 out of my bank account this morning, or I'm not sure what day, but there's a pending amount of $68 out of my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't know why, because I've not ordered anything from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I paid a shipping amount of $6.95 for you guys sometime or another on November 29th for, I'm assuming this cookware. I wasn't trying to win any cookware. I filled out a survey like an idiot for Walmart. It said I'd been chosen. I filled out a survey, and it said I want this cookware. I got this cookware for paying free cookware for paying the $6.95 shipping. And like a fool, I did it. And then I did another one for Kohl's, like a fool, and picked a massager for something. And now all of a sudden, and I don't know if that has anything to do with you guys or not, and I'm sorry for that information, but the cookware is you guys. Now I've gotten a charge of $68 something out of my checking account, you guys. I'm not happy about that, because if I have to pay $68 for that cookware, you can keep it.
I was supposed
to get it for free.
First, I'm so sorry, ma'am. The terms and conditions let you know that this is not the receiving of a cookware. This is
okay. Well,
a
could you please reverse those charges? Because I did not see that, and I don't want any sweepstakes. I thought I filled out a survey to receive free cookware with the price of shipping, and that is all I wanted. So if I have to pay $68 for something, I do not want it.
So there's, ma'am, the company is able to respond where you would get back 35% of that money.
Why only 35%?
And I'm looking to see, ma'am, actually the highest that can be gone is 50%. So let me...
Why?
Because of it's the terms and conditions that this is a valid order for this is a bundle with several items on there.
Yeah, but so, when you say congratulations, you've been chosen. Do this survey, pay $6.95, and you will get this cookware for zero.
That's the promotion, huh?
Yeah, I saved my email from. Let me see. It is my receipt, actually.
So we're the customer service, we're the post order. We don't know about the pre-order. So
okay.
We're the post order. So by the time you get to us, we just know someone made the order and where to process it.
Okay.
So at this point now, for you to know that for this account, they're saying 50%. Giving you back 34.45.
All right. Would you put that back in my account, please? And then I just don't want anything else from you guys. Okay. And I understand it is not you. It is your company policy. But you work for that company, so you get to listen to us all, bitch. you chose
ma'am.
That job, so you get to listen to it.
I do understand, ma'am. Trust me.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to, you know, damn near $100 taken out of my account, and I'm only going to get, you know, 35 of it back. That really makes me mad because you guys have already taken $695 out the day that I did on November 29th, the day that I did the whatever stupidity.
Ms. McLaughlin, none of these online businesses, it's just the free item. It's always connected to something else.
Yeah, I know.
Subscription or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me give you the cancellation
I'm
number
learning
so
the
you
hard
know.
Way.
No, I understand, ma'am. I understand, you know.
Yeah.
We're all learning the electronics.
Yes, I don't want to say I'm old, but I'm 53 and I'm not electronically knowledgeable.
Well, we're all learning step by step.
Yeah. I'm a cook. I would run you around a steak.
Now that cooking is always in style and needed.
Yes. But as far as being able to. Yeah, I push buttons and don't know what I'm doing.
I understand, ma'am. One step at a time.
Yes.
Okay, so let me give you that cancellation number when you're ready.
Let me find a pen.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
That number is C like cat, and then it is 681-233-255.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so
when
that's
will that
3 to 5 business days. 3 to 5 business days, and you can check your email, which we have here at heesmyb22517@gmail.com.
Yes. And how much did you say was going to be added back into my account?
$34.45.
Okay. And you don't have anything else pending to come out of my account, do you?
No, let me check and see what's going on with this order. So I'll say it this way, Ms. McLaughlin. This is a bundle, and you've caught it in a process. I'll just put it this way. If anything should come up, please call back and tend to it just like you did me right now with me, okay?
Yeah, but I want to hold my money back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling customer support and to have a great rest of the day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye now.